I was gonna say, yeah, that's what I hope, that's what I want.
Yeah.
But having a child would be, that's, you know, that's the opportunity of like, okay, here I can put whatever I've learned and, you know, not to put pressure on the kid to be anything, but, you know, just that, you know, it's like an honor, I guess, or a...
But in the same token, you have to be willing to give up your happiness for a child.
You have to, I guess, the comment, the word is, like, yeah, I see what you're saying.
No.
It's like, you know, you have to be...
They're number one.
That's it. You can't party late. You got to make sure you're up for them. You got
to
make sure...
Well, you know, if you have a responsible babysitter, you can. You don't have to give up happiness, but if it comes down to it, then you have to.
Yeah.
You know, if you can't afford to feed your child, then you should not be sitting in a bar.
Yeah.
You should not be out partying. I don't care if somebody bought you that booze. Instead of getting them to buy you that booze, get them to buy you some food.
Yeah.
So, excuse me, and that's what I mean by giving up your happiness. If in the event that something should happen to your financial state, you have to be willing to make sure your child is number one. And you're not going to put your habits before what your child's needs are, because they're our future. If you don't sustain our future, we're not going to have one. So, and I'm looking at youth today, and not so bad here. I'm really liking the youth here, but back home.
But that's it.
They're just so misguided.
Yeah. And then they pass that along, and it's like...
Exactly. And you are what you eat, and if you don't teach your child right from wrong, your child's going to grow up not knowing, and they're not going to teach their child.
They don't know. They don't know better.
That's right. They can only do what they know and do the best of their ability given the circumstances of their life. So if you, it's like I said to Jesse last night, and I think you were here, there's no bad children. It's bad parenting. And if you can't look at life that way, then a child should not be in your picture at all.
Yeah. Blank slates.
And that's right. And they are. And, you know, if you don't teach them to love life and love themselves and love each other, they're never going to know what love is. You know? Oh, my poor toad jumped over there. I ain't going over there to save you, so you're shit out of luck, buddy.
Mm-hmm. I think all the cats are pretty much ready to...
Oh, yeah.
Life.
So, is your dad talk to you about me coming back at all?
Well, I know you've talked to me about coming back in August.
Yeah, I talked to your dad too. And, I need to, use you as a specimen, if you wouldn't mind.
Okay.
We were talking about possible starting up massages again.
Okay.
And I'm not a registered massage therapist, but I have been told I do a pretty good massage. So if you wouldn't mind, I would like to be able to give you a massage and tell me if...
It's like, I'll have to let you know, I'm pretty, like... It's like the same with food. I'm not fussy or, like, you know, it's like... So I wouldn't be like, oh, you didn't do the clavicle technique. So I'd be like, well, you're massaging my muscles, it's feeling pretty good. So I'm always I guess I would be like a good, what I'm saying is I guess I would be a good critic? No. Like I could, like, say if I watch a movie or something, anyways, I wouldn't.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're looking for, like, I'm always saying good things, like, so, so as long as you don't break any bones or anything.
No, I've never broken a bone. I've never put anybody in
chiropractic time.
Yeah.
I've never gone to a chiropractor, but.
I've never broken a bone. I've never put anybody in traction. Yeah. Nobody's ever needed to go see a chiropractor afterwards.
I'm like, I'll be fine. It's good.
But
so
I just, you know, it has been a while for me. And
actually, there's a table that
when was there?
Yeah, I was looking at it. I don't know
moved
about
it.
That.
Well, it's not, you know, it's obviously not completely sturdy enough for everybody that comes here, but for some, and then I guess your dad's got other tables. So.
Yeah, because I mean, I've got a frame for one that it's low to the ground too, and but you'd have to be able to. Anyways, we can examine that, because that would be, like, finding proper tables. Like, you know, I wouldn't want to have five different tables for different people. I want one nice table. And then, have you kind of thought about locations? Like, how long, like, where to have it?
Well, I haven't really scanned around well enough. Of course, I got lost, but and I thought, if I have five people that want a massage, that's me up there and for 5 hours.
Okay.
Massaging people, you know. But I guess we could, if you have some spare time, we could walk around and look for possible.
Yeah, because I mean, obviously, shaded area, not a whole lot of wind. Minimum bugs.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I was thinking more like an indoor, like, you know, here or store or something where this way, like you said, they're rid of the bugs and in the shade and, you know.
You know, to be honest, the loft. I mean, if it wasn't for the heat, there's not a whole lot of bugs that get up there.
Yeah.
At least during the day. I mean, maybe get late enough at night, I guess, to kind of notice them more, but...
Well, I didn't see any last Saturday. Like, it was actually really comfortable last Saturday until I got up under the lights. That's when I started feeling really hot. But yeah, it was...
Okay. Oh, we got... Okay, so tomorrow's going to be a busy day. Okay, so we'll scout some locations. That'll be cool, because, you know, I always thought, like, short of having mud baths, but, you know, that kind of same spa kind of thing?
Yeah.
You know? But there was another thing that I saw, and I got to find the name again, but it's doing massages in the water, in the pool.
Oh, hydrotherapy.
Yeah. Something like that. I forget the other... There's a term for that.
The
and
problem with that is you need a really, really warm pool.
Yeah. Well, that would be another project, is I want to do solar heating, run pipes on the...
Me?
Got to get around to it, but...
Yeah.
I mean, maybe I got the pipes, I got the, you know, it's just a matter of, I guess, doing it, so... But yeah, warm pool, but I figure that would be like a perfect...
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, that would
definitely, because, well, you can actually have a couple people waiting, you know, if you had a big enough demand for it, put a person in one every 15 minutes. If you got five people, that gives yourself 15 minutes in between people to get set up and prepared and things like that.
Heck yeah.
You know, so I thought it was,
heck yeah, that will couple really well with, you know, yoga and all that kind of stuff too. I think that, you know, that the healing factor, I guess, with the rejuvenation, the convalescing, the all that stuff.
I would need, definitely a spot that I can plug a playable device into.
Music?
Yeah.
Oh.
I'd probably use my laptop because I already have my belly dancing music and that on there.
Yeah.
So that would be, and I have my Mozart and everything on there already, so I could use my laptop just for the music, but I still need a plug to plug it in.
Yeah. Well, I'm trying to think of, yeah, locales, okay, where there's power and where there's going to be... See, the inside of the barn, during the day it's cooler,
mm-hmm.
but I don't know if that's, you know, a draw. But then on cold days, it's usually, you know, it's protected, it can get warmer, so...
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, we'll definitely have to take a walk there, and... Mm-hmm. If you see a locale, like, let it go.
Yeah. Go around and see what is available. And I haven't gone into detail with your dad or anything about it, but...
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'll start thinking about logistics, like, even running, like, a curtain on this beam and then one of these other beams to kind of, like, have an area here.
Oh, that
so it would be a big chunk, and... We'd have to see, because there's a lot of seating that would be removed as a result, but another thing is,
well,
maybe down there around the snack bar, where those...
Yeah. Even, see, that idea of a curtain works well, because I believe Mitch is leaving the netting that we had on, that I put on the swing,
yeah.
Because if we...
Thank you.
there is the class of people that don't have
to. That's right. And I was just going to say that we have a rub and tug down in Woodstock. And I actually know one of the girls that works there, so I could ask her what her title is. Because I know for a fact she's not a registered massage therapist. So, you know, I could always ask her what her title is. And they haven't been shut down for doing it, so whatever their title they're using has to be legal.
Yeah, and if it's, you know.
I'm not saying I'm going to do a rub and tug, but.
Like I said, I mean, if I'm doing yoga, I'm just doing yoga, and mm-hmm. people want to tag along a yoga group, so it could be like, I don't know, massage group, massage club, I don't know.
But.
Yeah, exactly.
You could just have, registration where whoever after yoga wants a massage or whatever.
Could be even as subtle as just having a massage table there and people asking, like, oh, okay, well, you finished the massage, talk to, you know, Loretta. And
yeah.
You know, it's something we don't even... I would still say mentioning it somewhere would be good. Though,
well,
some people might be like interested to come to, you know, have massages. So.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure your dad would be able to cover that area because you guys had a masseuse here before, did you not?
Yeah.
So, you know, he'd be able to cover that area, but I really liked the idea. Helping people, you know, and for me, it's beneficial for me as well, because by massaging, you stimulate the nerves, and it gets everything working again, so I'm getting the benefit